Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good evening, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, I am super excited. I have my mama in the studio with me on tonight, as well as my sister, Allison McDonald, and my mama, Regina Gibbs. We are actually rolling out our first show on tonight, which is the Hour of Power and the Prophetic Impartation with Dr. Regina Gibbs and Allison McDonald. So at this time, you guys, I just want to say just relax and get a pen, get some paper, and just get you a cup of tea, because I got my tea, of course. And you guys, just please tune in with us, and we're just excited about tonight and what's about to happen. So at this time, I am going to give the floor to my mama, Regina.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Indeed, it is an honor and a pleasure and a blessing for us to be together here once again. We are just really submitted to the presence of God to do the will of God tonight. And we pray that you will hear something and that something will be imparted into your lives, into your hearts, that will empower you to be convicted to change and to shift in this time, in this season, as God is moving and calling his leaders forth. And so we are here. We're ready to get started. And Crystal Chanel is actually going to get started, and she's going to share a little bit with you guys about what God has commissioned and commanded her to do. And so I'm going to turn the floor over to Crystal, and then Allison would have her take, and then we'll move forward in what God has called. Amen.
Well, thank you, Mama. I just want to share with the people on tonight that, again, my name is Crystal Chanel, and I am going to pretty much just be touching on tonight about healing and deliverance. My ministry focuses on healing and deliverance because God healed me from different sicknesses and diseases, and he delivered me from sex addictions. So my ministry focuses on healing and deliverance. And I am very open and honest about my story and open and honest about my testimony, because I feel at the end of the day, because of everything that I've experienced and everything that I have went through, that I'm able to help whoever that is currently experiencing issues in that area, whether or not it comes to different sicknesses and diseases that you're experiencing currently in your body, or whether or not you're dealing with some type of addiction, whether or not it's sex, food, drugs, just, you know, there's so many different addictions that's out there. So I am that person that you can come to and just, you know, I'm not here to judge you, because at the time when I was out there doing my foolishness, you know, I've done a lot and I've been through a lot. So I'm not the person to judge. And a lot of times, you know, we tend to judge people, and you don't know what somebody is going through or what they've been through to bring them to that place. So that's pretty much my story. That's my testimony.
Praise God. Praise God. What a testimony it is. Allison?
Okay, so, well, first of all, I just want to just say thank you to God, thank you to Jesus, and thank you to the Holy Spirit. I'm just so thankful because of the fact that I am not worthy, but because of who God is and because he loves me the way that he does, he makes me worthy,
He
uses me, even though I have done so many things that God hates. I have hurt him time and time again, but God loves me.
Yes.
And so tonight, really because at the end of the day, the Bible says that God's love is what brings you to repentance. So at the end of the day, when you think about how God really loves you and when he shows you how much he loves you, because truth be told, none of us should be here today. And so I'm just thankful for it, and I just ask that whoever is listening, that you would just allow God to speak to you, speak to your heart directly and clearly, that you would be able to hear a specific word just for you, something that would be something more than what you had before you came. And so, again, I'm just thankful. And so God kind of gave me, God gave me a word regarding sin and how it hinders our purpose if we let it. Sin is something that we tend to play with sometimes. We play with sin, we hang around sin, we dip and dab in sin, we make excuses for sin. And at the end of the day, it's very, very, very costly, because at the end of the day, we have a job. There's a reason and a purpose for us being here, and we don't want to take that lightly. And so, but I believe that one of the reasons that we allow that sort of exposure to sin is because of the fact that we haven't come to the acknowledgement and agreement of our purpose. We haven't realized and understood how important our purpose really is, and that, and even the fact that we actually have a purpose. Some people don't even feel like they have a purpose, but every single person that was created with a purpose. And so if we go back to the beginning, way back to the book of Genesis, you look at in chapter one, when God talks about how he created, and not only did he create, but then he called whatever he created. For example, if we, and I'm using the NLT version, so if you don't have that in a physical Bible, if you have a Bible app, you can change it to the NLT version so that you can follow along. But one example, I'll give you two examples. So if we look at Genesis 1, verse 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Mm-hmm.
And then in verse 5, it says God called the light day.
Mm-hmm.
He separated light from darkness, and he called the darkness night.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also see in verse 6, God said, let there be a space between the waters.
Mm-hmm.
To separate the waters of the heavens from the waters of the earth. And in verse 8, it says God called that space sky. So not only does God create, but he calls at the same time. He creates and then he calls. And so then what we see going further in Genesis 2, we see cultivation of those creations. So the fact that, you know, when God created the earth, he realized that he didn't have anything to cultivate it,
mm-hmm.
to make it be whatever he had purposed it to be. If he wants for if he wants for his land and his earth, his world to be a specific way, he needs something, someone to cultivate it. And so that's where man comes into play. So I say all that to say that man was created with a purpose to cultivate
mm-hmm.
or to care for
mm-hmm.
the earth, to prepare the ground for crops to grow. But even when we think about the earth and the ground, it's not just what don't just think about the physical ground that you see and the dirt and all of that. But there is a harvest. There is a field of souls, of people that God wants to save, and he has purposed each and every one of us to be here to cultivate that land, to cultivate that field, to care for that field, to prepare that field for the harvest. And so I just want anyone that's listening tonight to know that you were created with the purpose to cultivate. And in your own special way. So everybody's purpose, everybody's journey doesn't look the same, but it all has the same purpose at the end of the day as far as what is being done. Because at the end of the day, God wants glory, and he wants for all that are lost to be saved. So I just wanted to make sure that before you even get into sin and how it affects your purpose, you first have to come to agreement with the fact that there is purpose, and that there is a purpose in you, in mm-hmm. God. So let me continue. So going on in Genesis 3, we see the first time where sin hindered purpose. Because when God created man, he gave man authority. He gave man dominion. He said that man would reign and rule over everything. And so the fact that God gave that to Adam and to his wife lets you know already, okay, so they were created. They had a purpose. Now, this is where sin comes into play. So if you go to Genesis 3, very familiar story. Everyone knows about the fact that Eve was, she was conned by the serpent, and she was conned into eating of the forbidden fruit.
Let me interject something there, because this is really what God has on my heart tonight. Concerning people, and that's a good thing. You brought us right there. God has on my heart that we need to make a decision. Eve made a decision. Mm-hmm. She made a decision. Even as the serpent beguiled her, she made a decision to listen to what the serpent said and entrust what he had said. So that decision to sin is really what caused. You understand?
Right.
The effect of everything beginning to happen. The decision, making a decision to sin, caused the fall. You follow what I'm saying? I just needed to interject mm-hmm. because, see, this is a prophetic moment. We are here sharing the heart of God tonight. Even let me just go as I interject. Even as I go further, this morning when I got up, the Lord said, I've commissioned you today to call forth my people and have them to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the hidden thing is that your decision is what shifts, what changes, what causes your life to evolve. The decision. And God, one thing God told me this morning about the decision, he said, listen, the only thing that you must do is decide what I've already decided. You need to make the decision to trust what I've already decided. God already decided everything concerning our lives, our future, our hope, and our expected end. The time that we are in now is that we need to become intimate enough with God where we will hear him and we will make the decision that already has been made by God.
Right.
And that's really where we are, daughter. You're talking about the sin. Yeah, we've done some stuff. I've done, let me just talk about and testify about me. I've done some things. But as I was waking up this morning, God reminded me that today is my mom's birthday.
Oh,
my
wow.
mom died when I was 12 years old. And today, what's today's date? The 23rd, 24th of November, my mom, this is her birthday. And I said, God, I thank you for bringing me back to that point, because today I have made a decision concerning destiny that was already decided for me even before the foundation of the earth was created. So this is a very, very significant time for me to come out on Periscope and come out on the Crystal Chanel show to tell you that God says he's waiting for you to make a decision. And the decision is not hard. It's the decision that's already been decided by God. Because in Jeremiah, he said, even before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I called you to a prophet to the nation. And then he goes on to tell us that, you know, God creates absolutely everything. Just like you said in Genesis 1, he created he separated the waters, and he created the day, and he created the night, and he spoke, and he called forth for things to be. He created man out of the dust of the ground. God spoke it and created because he made a decision to do it. And everything that God decides is so. And so in this life, as we're walking toward destiny, as we're walking toward the conviction, the compassion, and the call of God that's on our life, we need to, as children of God, make a decision.
Now, go ahead, daughter. I just wanted to infer that prophetic moment, because this is an hour of the prophetic movement of God. This is a time when God is really teaching and he's showing us how we must go toward the destiny that he has already decided concerning who we are. Go ahead. I just wanted to, and that's what prophets do. You know, we just interject. That's what we do. Amen. Praise God. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Great, Allison.
So to pick up from there, one of the things that Dr. Jenna just mentioned was making a decision. Part of making the decision is knowing what decision to make, right? And so the decision that you should be making should be God's decision, right? Which
That's
is
it.
True.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the thing that I saw here was that when the serpent, and I've never seen this before, but when the serpent came to Eve, he said, did God really say you couldn't eat from any of the trees?
See,
so he came to her already with a lie.
Manipulation.
Because she already knew what God said.
Mm-hmm.
God said you can eat of every tree except. But he came to her and said, did God really say you couldn't eat from any?
Mm-hmm.
So that should have let her know right then and there,
right there,
what she was dealing with. But because she entertained.
Yes. Come on.
She entertained
that
spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She lost. She lost the battle. And so the thing about it is that we're not saying that we're not trying to beat over anyone's head about sin, because we have a sinful nature.
Right.
Paul said that when I sin, when you're saved and when you believe in Jesus and you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, when I sin, it's not me that's sinning, but it's sin that lives within me.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that we must understand is that we have to detach ourselves from sin,
mm-hmm.
not defining ourselves by sin, not thinking that because of the sin that we've done, we can't go on, we can't move on, God can't use us, because that is another lie from Satan. And so the thing that this taught me was that sin hinders purpose, because after this whole moment passed with Adam and Eve, and once they had eaten of the forbidden fruit, they went and they recognized the fact that they were naked. And when they recognized the fact that they were naked, they covered themselves. They tried to cover themselves.
Okay, stop right there. You said that they realized that they were naked, and they covered themselves because they realized that they were naked. So they began to walk in their own understanding. When the Bible clearly tells us to lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge God in all of our ways that he may direct our path. And see, what you're saying is that they got off the path that God had already decided concerning their destiny.
That's it.
Okay? And when we get off the path that God has already decided concerning our destiny, that's when we begin to fall. The Bible declares that there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end of that way is destruction. And at that point is what you're saying, is that they begin the destruction path. Sometimes, just like we do, when we make decisions to lean to what we think we know, or what we have an intellect to understand, and what we have studied, and what people have showed us or taught us or given us an ability to tap into. But what I'm saying tonight is this: when we go back to the basics of understanding that God has already created absolutely everything and given us everything pertaining to light and to godliness, and he has already predestined our destiny, then we don't have to be pronounced by somebody else's understanding and by somebody else's decision. We can make a assertive effort to decide what God has already decided concerning who we are. That's just what we do. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. This is the prophetic moment and the hour of power. So, you know, sometimes we just get like that. The teacher is teaching, but parenthetically, when the anointing comes upon me, it's time to speak, because really, Regina has absolutely nothing to say. I am a vessel of God used by him, but if he speaks to me and tell me to speak, then I'm going to interrupt a little bit. But go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
So going back. So they covered themselves, but then not only did they cover themselves because of their sin, but they, when they heard God nearby, they hid from him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, that's really where sin begins to really hinder your purpose. Because when you're hiding from God, when our purposes lie in God. Our purposes are found in God. Everything is in him. So when we're hiding from him, we know for a fact that we are not we are not in the way that we should be, because of the fact that we need God. We need to commune with him. We need to be in good standing, in good relationship with him. We need to, like you said, acknowledge him in all of our ways so that he can direct our path. So the fact that they hid already tells you where they were headed. Just say, if God, the part that was amazing to me was that God, before that part, God said, God, he called and he said, Adam, where are you?
Yes.
As if he didn't know where Adam was.
He knew already.
He knew exactly where Adam
was. Trying
to
get him to acknowledge. Go ahead.
How many times have we been in situations and God has literally called our name in that place and literally asked us, where are you? What are you doing?
Yes.
Why are you here?
Uh-huh.
Why are you there? Why are you with him? Why are you with her?
Yes.
Who is that? What are you doing? Like, literally, God is wondering, where are you? Because you are not where I am.
Mm.
And where he is,
come on,
that is where
that's
purpose
it.
Is.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
That's where we should be, wherever God is.
That's good. And that leads us to this place where I am, conviction. Divine compassion and divine call. And I know that some of you out there in radio land and in Periscope land or wherever you are at this particular time, I know that God has really been dealing with you about the call, about the divine call. But listen, you have to have the compassion and conviction in order to really make a decision concerning the call. And we have got to trust God's decision. I was studying here and I wrote jot down something. It says God's calling of a leader matches his empowerment. Leaders must expect criticism, and sometimes we must confront. Leaders must endure hardship, and leaders have to be effective leaders and make sure that we are the type of leaders that causes people to be empowered. Tonight we said this is the hour of power. So we come to empower you and to equip you and to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ, that you may have a clear understanding that you are on the right path when you choose and make a decision that God has already chosen. I'd like to talk about Jeremiah in his early stage where he relied on God to sustain him by grace. Some of us need to really be sustained by the grace of God. And the way that you begin to really move in that way is that you become intimate with God. I was sitting in church on Sunday, and the Lord said, my people need to become intimate with me. And they need to become intimate with me so that I can navigate them through this place called earth.
Man.
And I could navigate them toward their purpose and their destiny. Yeah, people need to become intimate with God so that they can understand that the decision of God has already been decided. So what we can do is walk therein the authority, the power, and walk therein the purpose, the plan, and walk therein the destiny by which God has already predestined us for. I'm telling you, people of God, this is an hour and a time in the earth realm right now where we really, really need to get intimate with God and begin to choose the way of God. God even gave us the ability to choose. The Bible declares that God says, choose ye this day who you are going to serve. If God be God, serve him. If Baal be God, then you serve him. Listen, it comes a time and a place where we have to make a decision and we have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. It is time to make a decision concerning your conviction, your compassion, and your call. Man, I'm telling you,
saying it's hot tonight. It's hot tonight because what I need you to understand is that God always endorses his vocation. Whatever God speaks and whatever God says and whatever God instructs and whatever God gives you to do, he will always endorse it. Because he said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will lead to you a comforter in the guide of the Holy Spirit that will lead you and guide you into all truth. Now, I know I'm preaching good. Y'all need to tap the bottom of that screen and give me some hearts today, because you know what I'm saying. I'm on this Periscope thing, and really, you know, I'm just being honest with y'all. I'm a little country girl, you know, that's sanctified, saved by grace, through in God. I'm a little country girl from Memphis, Tennessee, believing that God has purposed me for destiny, and he has purposed me and given me an assignment and a commandment in the earth to call forth his people and empower them to be able to trust in the Lord and not in man. Listen, there was a time in my life when I was waiting and I was sitting and I was sitting and I was waiting and I was submitting and I was submitting, which I'm still submitted. But right now, my submission is really unto God. Yes, there are leaderships that are over me. There are people that I follow. There are people that are important to my life, and I submit to their authority. But right now, the platform that God has given me, and he's pushing me out and he's birthing me into, is that place of death where he has called me to, that somebody may come forth and be empowered to do the thing that the very thing that God has commanded them to do. Listen, you have to see your responsibility. You have to surrender your rights. You have to have sense in your revelation. You have to share in your leadership. You have to show the revelers, and you also have to secure your response. Those are the things that you have to do to become empowered. Those are the things that the tools. Oh, no carpenter goes to work without their tools, y'all. I don't know why so many times we want to go to work and not take our tools, our weapons. The Bible declared that the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The Bible declares that God, if he's on our side, what can man do unto us? If God be for us, he's more than a whole army against us. I want to compel you to be positioned at this hour to burst out the destiny and the purpose and the assignment and the plan of God for your life. This is a time of saints of God, men and women of God, children of the Most High God, chosen generation, royal priesthood, for us to truly be compelled to the presence of God, that we may equip one another. The Bible says that every joint supplieth. See, what I'm really getting disturbed about is us not understanding that we all have a part to play in this thing. We all have a part to play in this thing. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. I'm speaking to the ones that are chosen tonight. There are some people that are chosen that's been on the backside of the desert, that have been in the presence of God, that have been eating and supping and dining in the feast of the Lord. And it is time for you at particular time to take your rightful place in the kingdom of God, that we may be able to empower each other. It's all about empowering, y'all. We have to come up to a place where we understand that it's not about houses, it's not about cars. Even today, y'all, as we are moving into the prophetic, because I feel the Novia and the talk stirring up in me. Today, even when I was preparing, the Lord began to allow me to tap into the presence where I was hearing bombs and missiles and crying people crying. I said, God, what are you trying to say to me now? He says, as a prophet, I do nothing in the earth unless I reveal it to my prophets. And I'm telling y'all, America, we need to bow down to God. We need to get into an intimate place with God so that he can navigate us into the place of safety. Because there are wars and rumors of wars. But tonight I come to declare to you and to prophesy to you that there is going to be a war. And there will be a major city in the USA that will be struck by terroristic tactics. Now, what God told me to do, enough in my stupor to know that God has chosen his people and that he has chosen us. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Y'all better take this thing because I feel a prophetic shift coming along this place. Come on, Crystal. Come on in here and let me let you have something to say, because I'm telling you, I'm pregnant. And I'm not just pregnant with one possibility.
Yes,
I'm pregnant,
God,
with many possibilities. And
yes,
the Bible declares for me to open my mouth wide in this time because he has filled it.
That's it.
Oh, shake. Okay. All right. Yes. Okay, okay. Yes. All right. Come on. Somebody.
Speak, Mama.
Somebody,
no, no.
Somebody come on and take this thing, because I feel a yearning,
yes,
and a burning in my spirit right now.
Yes,
because,
God,
I believe that there's somebody out there in,
yes,
radio,
God,
land, and somebody out there in Periscope
that
really need to,
yes,
hear the truth. The Bible said ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Yes.
Okay? And I know that there are some of us that's been on the backside of the desert that are tired of this religious position, posture that men want to compel us to come to. I know that there are some of us that wants to tap into the invisible realm of God.
My God,
so that his mind, as my mentor Dr. Stevens would say, be in my mouth. When that man said that he wants the mind of God to be in his mouth, I said, okay, now I'm going to give him credit the first time. Hey, Dr. Stevens, I give you credit because I've been watching you,
yes,
and I want you to know that I'm not a thief. Your seed is,
yes,
on the way.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not just getting filled with what you have released, but your seed is on the way, because I believe in the ministry of God that's on your life, and,
yes,
I thank God for you opening up your mouth wide, and I thank God for you not being selfish and actually release the sound, because there is a particular sound. Y'all don't make me sit here like I'm the only one that hear this sound. Look, I'm sweating and everything. Okay, Periscope, my first time, so y'all know, you know, I'm a little excited. And things are going on,
oh,
but for real, though.
Yes, God.
Now, y'all need to tap them screens. Okay, this is my first little time out here, you know, and I wasn't really kind of, you know what I'm saying. The thing that compelled me to come was the fact that today is my mom's birthday.
My God.
And that I am 53 years old, and I am just mounting the platform that God predestined.
On,
I am just now birthing,
Jesus,
and beginning to push,
God,
Jesus, that very thing that God created in me out of me. That's synonymous. That thing right there touched me today when the Lord showed me that today on your mom's birthday you will be releasing the sound that was created in you. And so you have to know a little history about my birth. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just saying, I wasn't really supposed to be here. You know what I mean? And I know some of y'all already know, and some of y'all don't like me to talk about it, but I have to be true. I pose that said, Constantine said, to thine own self be what?
Be true.
Mm-hmm. So I got to be true to myself.
That's
you understand
it.
What I'm
That's
saying?
It.
You know, really, to be honest with you guys out there in Periscope land and Radio land, I was born out of a very foolish thing called adultery.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible declared this about that. He said, out of the foolishness of things, I will raise them.
My God,
help me, Jesus.
My God.
And then he turned around and says, I take the foolish thing to compound the wise. My God. Y'all don't hear me out there? Come on, tap them screens and give me some hearts. Ain't nobody in here. Ain't nobody in here. That's all right. When you watch the replay, give me some hearts. Give me some hearts, because y'all know I'm speaking truth in love.
Yes, ma'am.
So as that situation took place, and my mom made a decision in spite of to birth me, God showed me that my conception was so orchestrated by him. You understand what I'm saying? He showed me that the very nature that surround my birth, he allowed, God help me, because there was purpose in me. And that goes back to you when you were talking about Adam and Eve and them making a decision, and how Eve made a decision to listen to the serpent. How she made a decision not to trust what God had said, but believe the lie. A lot of us believe the lie. Y'all, I believed the lie for a long time. And actually, I was the one that was lying for a long time. Let's just put it out there. I know some of y'all folks don't see me and say, well, where she came from? Because she used to be. And you were exactly right. I used to be. But I'm not, because I made a decision. And it all goes back to making that decision. Making that decision that you are going to trust what God has to say about your future, about your hope, and about your expected end. Because God has a plan for you. You're out there somewhere and you're listening, or you're going to be reviewing this scope. God has a plan for your life. And if you would just posture yourself in position and you would just allow him to navigate you through this thing called life. Because God, you got to know that we're just humans having a spiritual experience, y'all. We didn't come here to stay. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So what you have to understand is this. We have to tap the invisible realm of the spirit to have any revelation or understanding or knowledge of the purpose of who we were created to be and what we were predestined to do. Now, I know there's some people out there that may be going through a time and a season where you're trying to discover. But I want to share with you, and I want you to be encouraged in knowing that destiny is discovered. I've waited a very long time, and I wanted to be sure about being sure. But today, when God showed me the importance of what today was and how he has launched me out on the day of my mother's birthday, and my mom died when I was 12 years old. I'm now 53. So all of that time I've been processing, God help me. All of that time I've been processing to be assured that when I open my mouth that I would be in a position where I'm able to speak the authority. You understand what I'm saying? 2 years ago, one time, and y'all, I've done some extensive things. I've traveled with Tyler Perry. I've traveled with T.D. Jakes. I've traveled all over the world, you know, singing and performing and ministering through the gift that God has upon my life. But this is the first time that I've made a decision to open my mouth wide and to speak as God spoke in Genesis. Because the Bible declares that God said, let there be, and there was. Right. And the thing about it, he said this, y'all. He said, greater works shall we do. I'm just in my greater season, preparing to do the greater works. And I tell you, I am not afraid. I was sitting in a posture of fear, intimidation, and all of that stuff, because I didn't feel like I had the education. I wasn't able to exegete properly or really give you the history of the word. That's not my assignment. I'm a prophet, and God has given me the authority through what he speaks and what he says and how he says it, because I have an opinion. It'll only take you so far because it's limited. But if you get what God has to say about a circumstance or a situation through what he has put in me, then you are going to be getting the pure authority and the unadulterated truth of God that will compel you to be encouraged to do what God has purposed you to do in this life. Listen, I done took over. Come on, Allison. Come on, Crystal, and speak to the people.
Well, one thing I want to definitely share is that, because surrounding everything that you just said, there are three, the Bible gives us in one place, gives us three ways for us to come to this place that Dr. Regina is talking about. And in actually, you see it in James 4, verses 7 through 8. You see three things. You see God, well, James, he suggesting that we, number one, humble ourselves before God. Two, resist the devil. And then three, come to God, and God will come close to you.
Yes.
The reason why a lot of us cannot come to a particular place in God is because we have not realized how much God really loves us, and we haven't received that love. We would just rather continue to just sit in guilt, and we would rather to just write ourselves off and just say, you know what, I'm just going to do what I want. I'm not going to worry about anything, whatever. The difference between guilt and conviction is that guilt actually puts us in a place where we hide from God, as we saw
mm-hmm.
back in Genesis. We hide from God when we feel guilty. But conviction actually puts us in a place where we actually can say and come to the place of knowing I was wrong,
mm-hmm.
but God.
Yeah, but
right.
God.
Mm-hmm. So conviction is that thing that should bring us to God.
Back to
so we know that we're not operating in conviction, and we're operating in guilt when we are hiding from God or
come
running
on.
From God because of what we have done or the things that we are still doing.
Come on.
The things that we will do. We cannot allow. The Bible says that nothing separates us from the
come
love
on.
Of God.
Come on.
Nothing separates us. So that means that no matter what we have done, there is always today, as long as you have breath in your body, as long as you have breath in your body, you have a chance to come to that place
mm-hmm.
of your conviction turning into your
compassion
call. Yes.
And turn it into your call. And as we leave the Crystal Chanel show, I want to thank you so much for allowing us this opportunity and this time for the Hour of Power. I want to leave your listeners with this. Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny him daily and follow me. And what we're saying tonight is, listen, get in a posture right now in your homes, in your life, where you would deny yourself, pick up your crosses, and follow God. We're going to turn it over to Crystal because we just took over the airways and the galaxy. I really want to pray with the people, but we only got 1 minute, and having people that know me to pray don't know that I need more than 1 minute. So we're going to turn it over to Crystal, but we're going to keep Periscoping until the end because we are going to pray for the people. So you can catch us on Periscope, the Crystal Chanel is your handle, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Periscope, and you can catch me at Dr. Regina Gibbs as we complete this assignment on tonight. Go ahead, Crystal.
All right. So just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel show. We will definitely be continuing, like Mama Regina said, on Periscope, and look forward to the next flyer for the prophetic moment that will be out within the next day or two. Okay. Thank you so much to all of my listeners. You guys, please connect with us on Periscope. Crystal Chanel or Dr. Regina Gibbs, actually connect with both of us so that you guys will be able to continue to listen on the show for the rest of the night. Thank you so much for tuning in, and God bless you, and know that Crystal Chanel loves you.
And Mama Gibbs loves you too. All right. Even though I got a little sweaty and a little loud, y'all just got to understand that when you're birthing something, you just, you know, you do that. Praise God.
And this is just the beginning, you guys. She has fire in her, okay? Power. Can't wait. Peace and blessings.
Blessings and peace. And now we're back to you. And so we come to a place where we want to encourage you in the Word of God. And if you're listening, I want you to write down these scriptures. I want you to go to Romans 8:29. I want you to look up Jeremiah 29:11. I want you to also go to Ephesians 1:5. Because what I really want to say to you tonight is, listen, it's time to make a decision. And I thought that making a decision was so hard. And not to make a decision.
Tonight, by you guys understanding.
choices and the plan that you have for their life.
Yes.
Because the plan that you have for their life is good.
It is.
You have a plan